You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, extant the UK's leading professional theatre company for blind and partially sighted people, are running online creative weekly workshops open to all visually impaired people to help the company create a new audio drama called Unseen, which will be exploring how domestic violence affects blind and partially sighted people. Joining me now is Louise Hall, who is leading on the creative workshops, and Ben Wilson, extant's trainee artistic director, who is working on turning all the learning from the workshops into the new audio drama. Welcome to RNIB Connect Radio, Louise and Ben.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you. Hello.
Firstly, Ben, Extant has a great track record of using creative, accessible theatre to explore and, I suppose, shine a light on what life is actually like for us all as blind and partially sighted people. And obviously you're using creative theatre to do this. And I wondered why Extant wanted to sort of focus on how domestic violence affects us all as blind and partially sighted people at the moment.
Absolutely. So it all came out of the fact that there's this report that's been written and funded by the Vision Foundation called the Unseen Report, which is where we've got the name for the audio drama from, which is all about stories and sharing insight and research into domestic violence towards blind and visually impaired people, the headline of which is that blind and visually impaired people are three times more likely to be victims of domestic violence than the majority of the population, which is a really shocking statistic. Well, perhaps shocking is the wrong word. I'm sure for lots of people that's not a surprising statistic, but it's certainly a very significant one, and one that we were really interested in. And the whole Unseen report is a brilliant, fascinating, but also very harrowing and difficult document. I would recommend anyone getting online and checking it out, because it's a really interesting and insightful report. And along with the report itself, the Vision Foundation have also funded a few things to help spread the learning and the information and the lessons that have come from that report. And we were really interested in that, because obviously Extant, we really believe in telling stories through art and theatre and in creative ways, and through participation and workshops, and theatre can be a great way to explore some really difficult subjects. And so we sort of jumped at the opportunity to be a part of that process. And so, yeah, as you mentioned, we've got the workshops that Louise is in charge of running and is leading on, which are specifically for visually impaired people who are survivors of domestic violence. And then also we're going to take some of the learning from those workshops and a lot of the learning from the Unseen report itself. And we've put together a team of five female visually impaired theatre makers and writers and creative people to devise and create and write this audio drama that we will then make and record at the start of next year. We'll then hopefully be in the world in sort of spring next year for people to listen to.
Louise, the workshops are a safe place for people to share their experiences. And you have been also having support from Safe Lives as well. And people can also be anonymous in the workshops. Would you mind just giving me a little bit of an outline of sort of what happens in the workshops and how they're run?
Of course, I'll be happy to. And it's a privilege actually to be devising and facilitating these workshops. My primary aim is, as you say, to create a safe space in which people can know that we have some common experiences and some shared history or similar histories. The workshops themselves are not so much teaching people how to write, but seeing how we can use writing, because we all write, how we can use different writing practices and techniques in understanding our stories, finding a voice for ourselves. Also, though, exploring what narrative are we using and can we change it in any way, which might help us in our processing of experiences that we've had. From the workshops, we also hope to go away with some idea of common themes that might arise for people who have this similar lived experience. And my real aim, that my primary focus is that these become a space where people can come together and feel safe, share as much or as little as they choose to, and hopefully go away with useful tools which they can use within the workshops, between the workshops, and going beyond the workshops. I'm very pleased that we are really well supported actually by FEW and Safe Lives, so that anyone who does kind of begin to uncover or churn up stuff that they feel they need support with beyond the context of the workshop, that support can be in place very quickly. So I feel excited about being able to provide and hold that space and then give some guidance on techniques we can use within that space, individually and as a group, really.
Ben, how are you sort of, I know you mentioned earlier on that you're obviously taking the learning and the things that people have been saying through the workshops into the audio drama. Is that going to be like the sort of focusing on various characters and their experiences? I mean, having done a couple of workshops at the moment, are you sort of at any stage thinking this is how it's going to be planned out at the moment?
It's a really good question. The honest answer is we don't know yet. We've put together a great team of visually impaired theatre makers who are going to be the devising team, who are going to devise and write this audio drama. And what I'm really excited about is that at this stage, we are really open to being taken in lots of different directions, whether that's a single story that we're going to tell, whether it's lots of different stories all on a similar topic, whether that story is a true story or if it's a fictional story or if it's a story that picks and chooses from lots of true stories to tell a new story. We're really open in that. And I'm really excited that we're basically at this stage, what we've done is we've put a great team together. We've got time in the diary in November and December to do the work, to devise it, to write it, to make it, and then time in the diary in January to record the audio drama itself. So at this stage, we're going in with a blank sheet of paper, which is the most exciting, but also the scariest thing about being creative is that we know in a few months' time, this audio drama is going to exist. But at this stage, we have no content whatsoever. We've got a blank piece of paper. And that is the best, the most exciting thing about being creative people and being theatre makers and writers and those sorts of things. But it's also the scariest bit. So the answer to your question is, I don't know. And that's really exciting and really brilliant. But I have ultimate faith in the team that we've put together that whatever we come up with is going to, or whatever they come up with is going to be really special and really significant and going to be of a really high quality. And I'm also really excited that we've got these workshops and we've also got the unseen report itself to make sure that whatever we come up with is really grounded in facts and in people's lived experience and in the truth of this subject matter and this topic, because as we know, it's a really significant one, a really weighty one, and a very real situation for lots of people. We really want to take the responsibility of the subject matter seriously and respect the subject matter because we know it's one that is very significant for a lot of people.
Louise, the workshops are not just there in a way for people to get involved in the creative process and to hopefully form part of the audio drama, but it's also a way of giving people, I suppose, an opportunity for advice and support as well, and letting people know that there is support out there.
That's right, Toby. And also, it's an opportunity for people really to, if necessary, have a forum where they can actually comment on the kind of support they have received, what barriers they may have had in getting the help they needed, particularly if it relates to their visual impairment. It would be great if this process could also help inform the service providers as to where there might be improvements that could be made for those of us that need to access it.
And Ben, would there be opportunities for people taking part in the workshops to maybe get involved in the audio drama or maybe get involved in creative theatre making in the future?
Absolutely. Always. At Extant, we're really, really passionate. One of the core principles of Extant as an organisation is supporting blind and visually impaired people into theatre, whether that's as a hobby in a participation manner or whether it's professional. There are loads of opportunities. Any person who does any project with Extant is sort of added, if they want to be, to our mailing list, to our database of people who are interested in this stuff. And there are loads of opportunities where that's no dramas, which is our participation strand for people to sort of stress-free environment for people to have a go at drama and theatre opportunities, or whether there's our database of people who are professional theatre makers or have aspirations to be professional in theatre. And there's a newsletter that goes out for those sort of people as well, with loads of opportunities for people to start that journey or continue that journey at whatever stage they're at of their relationship with being a theatre maker. And yeah, absolutely. And like I said before, the actual process of making the radio drama is going to be really flexible. We're going to go wherever it takes us. And that might be that the stuff happens in the workshops that we know, right, we need to run with that, this brilliant thing that's been hit upon the workshop. So we might bring those people into the devising process. And certainly Lou and the team who are running their workshops are going to be feeding back in constantly into the devising process. So the answer is yes. At Extant, there's always, always opportunities for blind and visually impaired people to get involved in theatre, both on a sort of participatory level as a hobby or professionally, and all that sort of stuff. That is, yeah, it's a core and central part of everything that we do.
What would be the best way for listeners to find out more about the creative workshops and get involved?
I would head to Extant's website, which is extant.org.uk, and all the information is on there, both about Unseen and about everything else that Extant does. There is a news story on the website at the moment, which with all the details about how to get involved in the workshops that Lou will be running, and yeah, and all the information about everything that we do as an organisation can be found there, or on our social media pages as well, and all the usual places.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Louise and Ben, for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio and telling me more about the creative workshops for the extant audio drama Unseen. And hopefully, when it's out and released, we'll have you back on the station and we can find out a little bit more about the drama. But thank you both very much indeed for joining me today.
Thanks so much, Toby. Speak to you again soon.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.